At Texaco, this has been the kind of week that corporate executives dread. In recent days, the New York-based oil company has found itself battered by allegations that it discriminates against women and minority employees, and the charges were supported this week by reports that a Texaco executive had secretly recorded his colleagues making racial slurs and discussing plans to destroy documents that might have been used against the company in a discrimination suit filed by black employees. Two of the executives involved in the incident have been suspended, and the company's chairman has apologized. But it may not be that easy for Texaco to put the incident behind it. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Texaco's troubles began this week after the New York Times reported that a former personnel executive named Richard Lundwall secretly tape-recorded a conversation with other officials at the company's New York headquarters in 1994. On the tape, several Texaco executives are heard discussing a class-action lawsuit filed on behalf of about 1,400 minority Texaco employees. For reasons that aren't clear, Lundwall later turned the tape over to the plaintiff's attorneys, and it was broadcast yesterday on ABC's Nightline. On the tape, the executives can be heard comparing the plaintiffs to black jelly beans in a jar.
You can't just have we and them. You can't have black jelly beans and other jelly beans.
But they're perpetuating the black jelly beans.
The managers are also heard complaining about celebrations of the African-American festival of Kwanzaa. One man says, "I'm still having trouble with Hanukkah. Now we have Kwanzaa." In another part of the tape, the managers appear to discuss whether to destroy documents sought by the plaintiffs in the class action suit, a criminal offense. The Justice Department has already launched a grand jury investigation into the incident. Meanwhile, some civil rights leaders are calling for a nationwide boycott of the company, and the prospect of Texaco having to pay big damages in the suit caused the company's stock to fall 5% in one day. One Texaco critic has been New York comptroller Carl McCall, who manages a pension fund that owns 1.3 million Texaco shares.
The point is that we want to see companies that really support decency, opportunity, and fairness, and not companies that seem to be supporting discrimination and disrespect.
With criticism mounting, Texaco chairman Peter Bijour yesterday suspended the two managers heard on the tape who are still with the company, J. David Keough and Peter Mead. He also apologized for their remarks.
This is an unbelievably incredible situation for our company, for our employees, our African-American employees in particular. It's outrageous that any employee of the company would say the kinds of things that the employees on that tape said, and we consider it to be intolerable.
But Bijour, appearing on Nightline, said he believed the managers involved in the incident were a few bad apples. He insisted that Texaco has a strict anti-discrimination policy that is widely accepted throughout the company. As for the discrimination suit, which alleges that Texaco has failed to give African Americans a fair chance at promotions, Bijour seemed to acknowledge that the company could do better.
We are now, obviously, with this indiscretion that has occurred, we are now going to be ever so much more careful in checking on all of the activities that surround the areas of human resource management, of keeping track of promotions, and of doing everything that we thought we were doing well in the past. We've got to do better, and we will do better.
In his remarks, Bijour suggested that he wanted to settle the discrimination suit out of court, but it's not clear the plaintiffs will agree to do so. Dan Berger is one of the attorneys who filed the suit.
Remains to be seen what actually they're willing to do. We have a lawsuit that has very serious, detailed allegations. We now have these tapes that confirm a lot of what our clients are alleging. Texaco has got to make very concrete steps to change the way that they treat their African-American employees, and we'll see if they're going to do it or not.
Texaco's critics are hoping the case focuses attention on a company and an industry they say has been especially lax about reaching out to women and minority employees. And they say they hope the tapes recorded by Lundwall will prove to Texaco it has serious problems to address. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.